Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County. The club will be hosting Garden Fest on Saturday, February 2nd and Sunday, February 3rd at Riverside Park in Vero Beach. Barbara, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you very much, Drew. Good to be here.
Garden Fest has turned into rather a big deal for you guys. This is your 12th year doing it, and it's pretty much the gardening extravaganza.
So we've been told by our vendors. They have said that we're probably the best in Central Florida, if not in the state. We work very hard at it, but it's such a joy. It's so exciting.
And then tell me what actually goes on, because it's a little bit of everything.
Well, we try to stay somewhat focused on green. We also try to stay focused on very good vendors selling things that you would want in your yard, on your patio, things like that. But we want something unique also. So we seek out new vendors all the time, and we seek out the best of the best. So you come to the show. It's free, except we harass you at the gate to buy a raffle ticket or five, because we've got about 35 good prizes. And then you come in, you walk in and out of all the pathways within Riverside Park, under those beautiful oaks, just enjoying all these, I guess this year about 75 vendors, and then I think four of our plant societies will be there helping, and a number of other exciting things in there. And you just spend as much time as you can, because we don't want you to get away, and we want you to buy. And in order to do that, we also have a food vendor, so you just come and spend the day.
And I imagine you'll be able to get lots of gardening advice.
Yes, we have experts that you can walk up and ask questions to. They kind of talk about a subject, but most of it is question and answer. We've got a lady who's talking about bats, somebody else about sustainable gardening, fellow who's very active. I think he's a director at Shining Light Gardens, which is a local garden in Vero that grows vegetables for the poor. And he's going to talk about growing vegetables. The schedule will be in the paper. Every even hour, we have somebody new coming in. So it's 10, 12, 2, that sort of thing, that sort of time, and 4 also on Saturday, but not Sunday. So they're available, but also our vendors are experts. You also can contract with some of the vendors to even have them come install them for you. Otherwise, bring your truck and we'll fill it up.
I'm speaking today with Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County. Tell me about the club. You have members that are divided into circles. How does that work?
I am so impressed. We have 9 circles. All they have flower names. They meet at different times, have different programs, different subjects, different numbers. But together we come together and we make up the Garden Club of Indian River County. We will, of course, have a tent at Garden Fest and membership information. So if you're interested, and let's say you work all day, we have a couple of circles that meet at night. Let's say you really like a social situation, so we've got some circles that have lunch as well as their program, some that just meet for coffee and in a program. So again, 9 choices, and about, I think, 240 members. So, and not all girls. We got some boys. We've got one circle that has, I think, 4 or 5 men in it. Again, look for the tent that says Garden Club of Indian River County when you come to Garden Fest, and we'll have the brochures, the forms. We'll take your money, or we'll take your expertise for sure. It's open Saturday and Sunday, February 2nd and 3rd, which is Super Bowl weekend. Opens both days at 9 until 5 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, so you can get home, get those wings in the on the grill, and get ready for the game.
I've been speaking today with Barbara Russell from the Garden Club of Indian River County. If you'd like to find out more about Garden Fest and the club, we'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. Barbara, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. See you in the park.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, WQCS.org. Under the People tab, click on Contact Us, and you'll see a link to Treasure Coast Happenings. And when writing, be sure and put Treasure Coast Happenings in the subject line.